Well, very good evening to you. My name is Adrian Watts. I'm one of the leaders of Trinity Church. And I'd like to add my warm welcome to you this evening. And if you're a guest here tonight, then it's really great to have you with us. We're going to have a look now at the real message of Christmas. And to help get us thinking, we're going to watch a short video. Well, this is the latest Christmas ad from Asda. And the advert is called "Behind Every Great Christmas, There's Mum." And it tells the story of a mum's contribution to create a magical Christmas with the help of Asda. The story heads towards the final scene with the family all together. You know, dad playing with the kids, grandpa asleep in the chair, an old black and white film on the telly. And the final act is mum, having completed all of her work, she now sits down and joins her family together. And the point is that all her efforts are all worth it to bring the family together in this way. Now, some of us may look upon this final scene with a bit of scepticism. I mean, the obvious point is, how long does that last for? You know, before one of the kids are in tears, or before there's an argument, or before people just go off and do their own thing. And if that's you, fair enough. But I wonder if you're happy to run with the more general point, that being together is a good thing. There was a front page article in the Times the other week about those who will be alone at Christmas this year. And it told the story of an elderly man, Roderick Batchelor. And the only person that he will see on Christmas Day is a volunteer from a charity who will deliver his lunch. The concern of the article is that it's not just Roderick who will be alone this Christmas, but the other 250,000 elderly who will also be alone and lonely at Christmas. One in 10 in that age group say that they feel intensely lonely all the time. Well, why do we think that being alone in this way is bad? And why do we value being together so much? Well, one way that people try and understand the world is that they think that what you see is all there is. This way of thinking is called materialism. It's a very popular way of thinking and living today, and you can see it in the way that people collect possessions, clothes, music, DVDs. But it's interesting that the advert doesn't end with everybody sitting around with their new pile of presents that they've been given that Christmas. You know, the kids surrounded by all their new toys and granddad sitting in his chair with his pile of socks. If materialism was right, that would be the right ending. Everybody would be sitting around with all the stuff they bought from Asda. Yet the better ending is not stuff, but relationship. You know, the making the place look nice, the exchanging of gifts, and the eating together all contribute to the unity of the family. Another way that people try and understand the world is that they think that seeking pleasure is what life is all about. Now, that way of thinking is called hedonism. The thing that matters in life is trying to maximise the thrill. You know, from consuming food and alcohol to watching endless hours of entertainment on the TV to surfing on the computer and so on. But it's interesting that the advert doesn't end with mum looking in at everybody and then goes and sits next door for a bit of peace and quiet. Neither does it end with everybody sitting in different rooms or doing their own thing. In fact, you could say, to all those who are on their own this Christmas, it's a good thing because you have nobody to please but yourself. You can do what you want when you want. You can eat what you want. You can watch what you want. Now, if life is all about seeking pleasure, then there's no reason why these alternatives aren't just as attractive. Whether you're with somebody or not, it doesn't matter so long as it gives you pleasure. Yet we want to say, There's something special about being together. But the pleasure seeker can't say that. The only way of making sense of our value of being together is Christianity. At the heart of the universe is a relational God. God's not an impersonal force like electricity. Neither is God a lonely figure wandering the universe. Rather, God exists as three persons: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Spirit. And because God is three persons, there is relationship between them. For example, take God the Father and God the Son. They're not independent of each other. The actions of one are not independent of the other. It's not that the Father does his thing over here and that the Son does his thing over here. They work together. The Father loves the Son and wants great things for him. And the Son loves the Father and does what pleases him. And when the togetherness or unity of those eternal relationships are reflected in human relationships, that's when we say there's something of great value. That's why being together is good. The goodness we see in human togetherness is a reflection of God, who is relational in this way. The Asda ad was called "Behind Every Great Christmas, There's Mum." And it's true that mums can do an incredible amount to foster healthy family relationships. But the basis for family relationships is not mum, but the relational God. Now, here's the thing. It's not just that we've been created to have relationships with one another, and in that way reflect something of our Creator. But we were actually created to have a relationship with the Creator himself. We can have a tendency to be quite suspicious about relationships with one another, and this can be amplified when we've been hurt in the past by others. But God makes it plain to us that he desires to relate to us because of his love. The Bible captures this in a verse from the New Testament. It's printed in your service sheets, and it says this: "But God demonstrates his own love for us in this. While we were still sinners, Christ died for us." There are two parts to this sentence that I'd like to explain in turn. The first is this: while we were still sinners. The sad truth is that since the first humans, humanity has been hostile towards God. Consider again the mum in the advert and all that she did for her family. You know, she shopped, she cleaned, she cooked, she served, she supported, she helped. Imagine the final scene when she sat down with her family, and her family were to turn on her and to be rude. Or worse still, that her family ignored her and behaved as if she wasn't even in the room. There'd be something unattractive and ugly about that behaviour. Yet the Bible speaks in this way about the way that people have treated God. People express either indifference or hate towards God. And that is what it means to be a sinner. Now, this is a problem because our hostility towards God results in his hostility towards us. And the consequences for us are death and judgment. But that's not the end. The wonderful thing is that in view of our predicament, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. That's the second thing tonight. Christ died for us. Out of his love, God has acted to restore our relationship with himself. The Father sends the Son. And God the Son took on a human nature, lived a perfect life, and then he gave up his life to death on a cross. And his death works as a swap with people like us. He offers to take the consequences that we deserve and give us in exchange his right relationship with his Father. And his love is toward us, it is seen not only in its price, Jesus giving his life, but how undeserved it is, considering the way that we've behaved. Well, what then is the real meaning of Christmas? It's not about being together with family. That's not the message tonight. Rather, the reason we think that being together is a good thing is because it reflects a God who is relational. And of all the relationships that we're to have, the most important is our relationship with him. And Christmas is about God acting to restore that relationship. Well, as we finish, well, as I finish, God doesn't want us just to think about our relationship with him this Christmas. He wants us to personally respond to him. And here at Trinity Church, we would love to help you with that. And let me suggest two ways forward. The first is, do come and talk to Tom or myself afterwards. We would love to help you with any questions that you have and give you a free booklet that will tell you more. The second thing you could do would be to sign up to our Christianity Explored course. It's a 6-week course starting next month, and it's a great opportunity to find out more about the Christian message. It'll be really informal. You won't be asked to read or pray or sing, and you can ask any question that you like. Well, in a moment, we're going to sing our next carol, O Come, All Ye Faithful. It's a call to come and adore this Jesus Christ, that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.